I hope and I believe that he is done preparing a place for us and he's ready to come back anytime. Heaven is where eternity is and I want to be there. Makita-kita po tayo doon, mga kapatid. Heaven is a holy place for the holy people. Holy people are those who practice holiness while on earth. And those who practice holiness are those who were able to live a sinless life. And those who were able to live a sinless life were those who were able to endure tribulations, sorrows, and pains like Job without committing sins. Heaven is where, it is where those of us who call ourselves Christians will spend a very long time, super long time, and there will be no counting of time. Remember yung ating pag-aaral? There will be no counting of days and years in heaven because there is no night there. And we count days here on earth because the night appears and the next day comes, and that way we can count our days and years here on earth. We celebrate our birthdays here on earth, but in heaven, there is no need to celebrate our birthdays. Heaven will go on forever. And those who are counting times, days and years, that is happening only here on earth. Alam nyo ba mga kapatid kung bakit? Dahil mas marami yung dinaranas natin na paghihirap kaysa kaginawahan. Paul tells us heaven is where our minds should be set. He says, seek what is above where Jesus our Lord is, seated at the right hand of God. And Paul also said, set your mind on what is above, not on what is on earth. Colossians 3, 1 and 2. Heaven is a perfect place. It's a place of comfort. No pains, no sickness, no worries, no sorrows. Heaven is a real place, and the more we know about it, the more we should anticipate it. Heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. Going to heaven is a gift that God promised for obedient and faithful servants. It's a promise made by God for those who believe in His Son. Remember John 3:16, okay? And again, just remember, brothers and sisters, the church and heaven are used interchangeable by Jesus in Matthew chapter 16, verses 18 and 19. And church is the extension of heaven, and one day Jesus will come to deliver the kingdom to the Father, and those who remain inside the church will enter into the eternal rest. And that will be a glorious day for God's elect. All right. Our lesson today is entitled, Let Jesus Dwell Within Your Soul, or Let Jesus Dwell in Our Hearts. Alin ba sa mga ito, mga kapatid? Or just sing a song. Okay? And our text is Ephesians 3:17 and Colossians 3:15 and 16. Please notice this, brothers and sisters. The title, Let Us Dwell in Our Hearts, or let Jesus Dwell in Our Hearts, or Let Jesus Dwell Within Your Souls. We just finished our study about heaven last week, and in our studies, we learned that heaven is God's dwelling place And now, the title of my lesson today is Let Jesus Dwell in Our Hearts. How that could be? In this lesson, we will discuss and we'll study how God, which dwells in heaven, also dwells in us. Okay? In Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, it says, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. All of us are different from each other. Okay? Even twins have differences from one another. Everyone has different likes and dislikes. I like coffee, while others like soda, even early morning, they drink soda. Others like tea. My wife drinks tea at breakfast. Ayaw niya ng kape ko kasi matapang daw. Hindi naman masarap ang kape kung matabang. Kung matabang sa kape, di ba? And others just like plain water. Everyone has different views even if we look at the same object. Everyone has different attitude. Maybe you don't like the way I dress and the way I look. And these differences we have from one another may cause division, conflict, and might hinder us to achieve our goals. And this is the reason why it's hard to attain unity in this world. You know, brothers and sisters, the concept of Christianity is to follow the leader. Jesus is our leader, and in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, Jesus said to his disciples, Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Do we understand this statement from Jesus? Do we really understand that statement? Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. And again, I said the concept of Christianity is to follow the leader, and Jesus is our leader. He said, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves. Anybody may join the discipleship of Jesus as long as he or she desires to be a disciple of the Lord. Jesus said, must deny themselves. Must deny themselves his or her own intentions must be adjusted to the intention of the leader. This means he or she needs to follow the direction or the instructions of the leader. And Jesus said, take up their cross. This simply means if Jesus was willing to die for his sheep, para sa mga kanya mga tupa, no? So he or she would desire to follow, must be willing to follow and accept Jesus' words and obey him as our leader. It is hard to follow if the desire of your heart is opposite to the desire of the leader. If there is only one to rule the world, only one to rule the world, and if everybody will follow the one who is to rule the world, and if that one who is to rule the world, now if we add more, if the one who is going to rule the world is honest, if the one who is going to rule the world is trustworthy, if the one who is going to rule the world is rich, tall, and handsome, etc., etc., maybe we will have a better world and a better place to live. This is possible only in the church, not in this world. And that's why we sing, "This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid out somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore." I read a post from a U.S. Canada fellowship or group chat. U.S. Canada fellowship or yung group chat, ano? Nag-post si Brother James Kitoriano, and the post contains this. Sabi niya, "Trends, according to new research, only 39% of Americans today view human life as sacred." Wow. "Or as having unconditional intrinsic worth. More than one in three adults, which is 37%, say life is what you make it, but it has no absolute value." Wow. One out of every eight, which is 12%, claim that people are simply material substance, biological machines, via Arizona Christian University. And part of this post in the bottom, it says, Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, "And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them." Ito po, mga kapatid, yung James chapter 1, verses 26 and 27 is to answer this post na binanggit natin. Okay? I mentioned to you in my previous lesson, I think 2 weeks ago, that everything that belongs to God is sacred. Okay? Everything that belongs to God is sacred. Our life is sacred. The air we breathe is sacred. The water we drink is sacred. This world was sacred, but it lost its sacredness because of sin, caused by Satan. Si Satan ang sala rin, pero maraming naapektuhan, maraming nadamay. The food that we eat must be sacred, but a lot of people abuse all this stuff. And the world shows no respect to God. They don't even fear their Creator. Now, let me read our text. Okay? Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17. Let me read from verse 14. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, down through verse 21. Okay? Paul says, verse 14, "For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." 15, "From whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man." Verse 17, "That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love." Okay, yeah, let me continue reading verse 18. "May be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." Verse 20, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we all ask or think, according to the power that works in us." Verse 21, "To him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ to all generations, forever and ever. Amen." And again, verse 17, "That Christ may dwell in you, in your hearts, through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love." You know what, brothers and sisters, when I was preparing this lesson, when I was making a research, while making a research, I checked the dictionaries from the internet, and I didn't find any site, any website. I didn't find something that would give me the idea that these words, dwell and rule, are linked to one another. Dwell and rule. Okay? The words dwell and rule are not linked to each other according to the internet. And let's see the definition of the word dwell and rule. Dwell means live in or at a specified place. Synonyms: abide, remain, occupy, reside, stay, live, inhabit. Okay? And rule as a noun: control of or dominion over an area or people. Rule as verb: exercise ultimate power or authority over an area and its people. Synonyms: control, lead, govern, dominate, direct. I was looking from the internet, and I was hoping that these words, dwell and rule, are linked to each other. Think about this, brothers and sisters. If Jesus dwells in our hearts, that is, Jesus can rule in our lives. Okay? If we allow Jesus to dwell in our hearts, we allow him to rule in our lives. But listen to this, brothers and sisters. Paul says, from the scriptures, Paul said in Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. Colossians 3, 15 and 16. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Here, it mentioned the word rule in verse 15. It says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. And in verse 16, it mentioned the word dwell. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. From the New International Version, NIV, verse 15 says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Verse 16, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And verse 17, and whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Okay? And in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17, yung binasa natin kanina, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love. If we allow the peace of Christ to rule in our hearts, and if we allow the word of Christ to dwell in us, isn't it that Jesus lives in us and He rules in our lives? There is a song in our song books. It is number 230 from Sacred Selection. The title is Let the Beauty of Jesus Be Seen. It's a beautiful song. The melody and the lyrics of the song are beautiful. And the first stanza of the song says, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me, all His wonderful passion and purity. May His Spirit divine all my being refine. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. How can the beauty of Jesus be seen without letting Him to dwell or reside in our hearts? How can His beauty be seen in us without allowing Him to rule in our lives? How can the beauty of Jesus be seen in us without putting Him through baptism or immersion in water? By the way, brothers and sisters, baptism is essential, okay, for salvation. Claiming to be a Christian is one thing. Living it out is quite another. Okay, again, claiming to be a Christian is one thing, living it out is quite another. the fact that I follow Christ should be seen by others through verbally announcing it, by posting on Facebook. Kaya mga kapatid, yung may mga Facebook account, use it to tell the world about Jesus. Okay? And by declaring His purity and passion through songs. As the verse says, this takes refining by setting my mind on the things of the Spirit. Romans 8:5-14. And if I walk by the Spirit, I will reflect the purity of Christ instead of giving in to my own weaknesses. Galatians 5:16. I was invited by Brother Ali Branya from Nueva Vizcaya province to participate in Awitan Papuri. So I recorded a video singing a song. The title of the song that I sang is There Never Was a Pulpit Like the Cross. Kaya nga makikita ninyo sa yung mga nakakikita sa Facebook na inawit ko itong awit na ito, no? And it was played in Awitan Papuri last Thursday by Brother Ali Branya. And brothers and sisters, if someone has nominated you or invited you or has challenged you to sing, please don't hesitate to sing. Just sing. As Brother Buds says, sing with all your heart for the glory of God. And sabi ni Karen Carpenter, just sing a song. Now, I have a question, brothers and sisters. Do we become robots? Do we become robots? If we allow Jesus to dwell in us, do we become robots? Do we need to watch or to guard ourselves? Answer me, brothers and sisters. If we allow Jesus to dwell in us, do we become robots? Do we need to watch or to guard ourselves? Or just let Jesus to move us, or just let the Holy Spirit to move us or to dictate us? Sunod-sunod na lamang ba tayo, mga kapatid, na parang mga robot? Hindi na natin kailangan na magpigil sa ating mga sarili? Hindi po ganon, mga kapatid. Okay? Hindi po ganon. I need Jesus to dwell in me. And you need Jesus to dwell in you also. I need Jesus to dwell in me and to rule in my life. But I still need to watch myself. I need to guard myself. We still need to watch and to guard ourselves. And this desire to watch and guard ourselves is what it should be for us as Christians. And this is what the Lord wants us to do as Christians, to watch and to restrain ourselves from committing sins. Okay? So, to bring this lesson into a conclusion, as I mentioned earlier, we are different from each other. Even twins have differences from one another. Everyone has different likes and dislikes. Everyone has different attitude, and these differences we have might hinder us to attain the goal of unity and peace in this world. Okay? God wants to restore this close relationship between Him and humanity by sending His only begotten Son to earth and by allowing Him to die on the cross to redeem us from the penalty of death. Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, verse 2, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Unity and peace are possible in the church, but not in this world. Again, unity and peace are possible in the church, but not in this world. There is also a song titled, "Let Jesus Dwell Within Your Soul," in our song books. And the song says, "Give Christ your heart. Make heaven your goal. Let Jesus dwell within your soul." And verse 5 of the song, "And when the hour of death draws near, trust Him to take away your fear, the joys of hell will soon unfold. Let Jesus dwell within your soul." Okay, again, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. And again, Colossians 3, 15 and 16 says, "And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful." Verse 16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." Okay, tandaan po natin ito, mga kapatid. Verse 15, "And let the peace of God rule in our hearts." Verse 16, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." And again, brothers and sisters, it's if someone has invited you or nominated you or challenged you to sing, ito po ay hindi natin ginagawa or hindi po tayo naglalaro kung kaya ginagawa ito, no? Yung katulad ng singing challenge ni Brother Baz, itong awit ng papuri ni Brother Ali Branya, ginagawa po ito para papurihan ang ating Ama. Okay? And again, if we allow the peace of Christ to rule in our hearts, and if we allow the word of Christ to dwell in us, it is Jesus who lives in us, and it is Jesus who rules in our lives. Let Jesus dwell within your soul. Okay? Just remember that we are converted from our sinful ways to the only way to the Father by following the steps of salvation, by hearing the word of Christ. One has to believe and obey the gospel of Christ. He also has to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, repent of his sin. You must repent of your sins. You must confess that Jesus is the Son of God. You gotta be baptized for the remission of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And at this point, you will be added by the Lord to His church. And there you go. You are on the way to the Father who is in heaven. Just walk straight, keep on marching with the saints. By keeping yourself in this path, you can sing the song When the saints go marching in, when the saints go marching in. Oh Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. So the lesson is yours, brothers and sisters. I hope that this lesson has blessed you and encouraged you. Again, thank you for joining us in this devotional. God, back to you, Brother Sam.